Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our show, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Neil Baker, psychic and author. And we're so glad to have you here. Hi, Neil.
Hi. Hello.
Today, we are really going to get to the point. We've been discussing the vibrational journey to your soulmate on the last two shows, and I'm not going to do too much introductory on this because we really want to get right into tips on how to activate vibrational energy so all of you out there can connect with at least a soulmate and have a healthy, fulfilling relationship. We're talking about soulmates, obviously, in a romantic context. But first, I want to let everybody know how to get in touch with us. You may follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. That is the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. You press the follow button. It's very easy. There's also a link to Facebook, a link to Twitter, and a link to Neil's books on Amazon.com for those of you who are the literary type. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. Callers in the queue, we get to your calls in about 15 to 20 minutes after the hour. And 701 and 623 area codes, I see that you have not pressed 1. 1 if you would like to speak with us. 701, 623, thank you. And 701 if you'd like to speak with us, great. So you're all lined up. We're going to get to your calls. Please keep your place in queue. Don't hang up and call back if you can help it because it helps me retain the order of the callers. So we will be getting to your calls shortly. But, Neil, let us get right into it here. So we've been talking about soulmate connections and twin soul connections. And I'm sure people are still very eager to find out exactly what can be done to activate a more transcendent relationship in their life, one that's not just based in karma, which can be fantastic relationships. We're not denying that. Karmic relationships can be very intense and fulfilling. But to connect with someone that you've met on a soul level, which is in the astral realm, what do our listeners need to do?
Well, first of all, it's important, even though this idea about twin souls and soulmates is forever expanding in its definition because it's got so many layers of meanings, the development of how twin souls and soulmates meet and at what stage they meet at is also dependent on a person's development. So you can actually meet a twin soul or a soulmate on an evolutionary basis, meaning that you may meet them in one lifetime and it's still somewhat elementary, and it progresses through proceeding lifetimes. The first rule of thumb, though, is to get in touch with your own inner being, because you've got to get those energies affixed in your mind so that you basically are prepared to receive your soulmate. If you have too much cluttered energy going on, you may not recognize your soulmate, or you may not be able to accept them into your life until you've kind of cleared up a lot of karma. So you have to look at the chakra systems specifically in your own system before you even begin to understand how to not only encounter your soulmate, but proceed with a true and everlasting relationship. Now, the first thing you have to do, yes, were you going to say something?
Well, I was going to ask you about the birthday. We don't want to get too deeply into it.
I don't want to go to the birthday.
Okay. All right.
The idea, though, is that we are dealing, first of all, with the lower elements of our being, in terms of our lower chakras, which is involving our first basic three chakras, first, second, and third, the root chakra, the sacral chakra, the reproductive chakra, and the stomach chakra, the solar plexus chakra. Those elements, those energies, contain a lot of our survival and our karma in terms of our past life. It's a primitive brain energy, and it's based upon the foundation of how we root ourselves in the earth, how grounded we are as individuals, our pure and true sexual identity, and then the way we kind of ground ourselves in terms of the physicality of our body. We really understand our body, and we're comfortable with our body. It doesn't mean you have to be too skinny or too fat. You just have to be comfortable. If you're struggling with weight on either end, then there is a struggle in the third chakra. If you're struggling with sexuality and relationships, there's a struggle in the second chakra. If you're struggling with home and rooting yourself to a location and feeling secure, there's obviously trouble in the first chakra. You're not bound to find your soulmate while these issues are going on.
Right.
However, sometimes soulmates meet, and one soulmate is built to help the other soulmate out of karma. Now, that gets interesting, because when two people like this meet on this level, and it's a true relationship between individuals, and we're not talking about something that's just a physical or an emotional relationship, which can get into the area that one will ultimately deceive or betray or abandon the other. When two people are truly involved and they're truly soulmates, and one is struggling and the other one isn't, there is a phenomenon in which that the one transcendent soul, the one soul that's gotten their act together, can help the other soul move through their particular karma. So they kind of assist them and help them and support them and guide them. And the bond becomes ever deeper. The harmonious balance between the two individuals finally comes to a point where they're symbiotic. The co-relational situation going on between the two of them finally comes to a harmonious balance, and that is very important. If one ends up, soulmates don't betray one another. They don't abandon one another. Their idea is that they're forever evolving, and the bond is secure. They don't really leave. If they leave, it was really a karmic situation. And or maybe, you know, karma with some sense of spirit maybe in it, but not a true bonding of soul or twin mate. So first of all, you've got to get your own energies in line. You have to know all your chakras, the first, your second, your third, your fourth, which is really the seat of the balance energy of your chakra system. The seat of really of the chakra system is the fourth chakra, it's the heart. And the energies stem either lower or up or higher from that heart element, the fourth element, which is your founding chakra. So you're either going to go downward where you plant your roots, or you're going to go upward where you expand into spirituality. Now, in the alignment of all these chakras, you do have the ability to meet and encounter your soulmate. Do you meet them during your first chakra energy, your second, your third? You see, you can meet them in all different kinds of areas. Soulmates can meet each other. A real estate agent showing a person a home can be soulmates. Two people experiencing a spiritual class, a metaphysical class, can be soulmates.
I'm wondering, you know, Neil, we talk about the karmic turnover in a person's life based on the birth date. I know we're not totally getting into the birth date today, but are people more likely to connect with their soulmate after that karmic turnover, or a twin soul if they're...
It all depends. If they're... contract in the astral realm was such that they had to complete a certain amount of karma before they met, then they will not encounter each other until that period is over. But however, there are soulmates that meet when they're 5 years old and 8 years old. Because most soulmates have had a karmic history.
Mm-hmm.
But see, what they've done is that they've, in that karmic history, they've aligned themselves in such a way that they rebirth between lifetimes on the soul plane. And on that soul plane, they formulated a contract that they would come back to Earth. Well, they were compelled to come back to Earth because of karma. And during that time, they would encounter each other. And the relative scheme of where the year exactly lies in terms of when they meet is relative to their development. So you can't really have a rule of thumb that soulmates can only meet after their karmic age is over, whether it be 32 or 28 or whatever it is. They can meet prior to that. A lot of people will say, oh, I met my soulmate when I was 8. Then we had this great separation. We met again when I was 25, and it's remarkable. See, things like that can happen. You can skip all over the board depending on sometimes karma can come in the interim of a lifetime. So you can kind of get through some elements of karma, transcend for a while, and then suddenly fall backward. A lot of times the number systems in our birth date will have reflective numbers to where like a one is on one side, a one is on the other. And so they kind of bounce back and forth. And so sometimes soulmates find themselves distanced by time in terms of time and space by the impending rules of karma. So those impending rules of karma are incorporated in the totality of a breath of life, meaning our lifetime on the physical realm. And in that respect, the clear definition and consistency of when soulmates meet and how long they will stay together can sometimes be interrupted. Doesn't mean they're not soulmates.
Okay. So we're talking about clearing the chakra system, especially the lower chakras. I'm imagining activating the upper chakras and the middle chakra would be part of that.
Yeah, because as you move up the chakra range, you're getting into higher vibrations. Higher vibrations are not immediately entwined with the impulse to survive, the impulse to be in the world and make a living and get your food on your table. The higher we go in our chakra system, the higher the vibration, until we finally reach a consciousness level where we are emotionally involved in embracing the world and making an impression in the world and in that regard, raising the consciousness of the planet. That's when the two soulmates are on a higher vibrational scheme. So when two soulmates have encountered each other and they're past they've worked through the immediate encounter of that beauty of their eyes interlocking and their hearts beating fast and they really feel like they've connected to each other and they're kind of coexisting now and feeling the beauty of that connection. Once that's done, what do soulmates do? They just don't go to the movies, you know, and learn how to dance. They start to raise their consciousness to such a level that they're recognizing that now their placement in the earth is to embrace the planet, to raise the consciousness, and to do something of merit for the world. Now they work together as a team on this basis.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the variety is very, you know, it's like a variety show. You don't have to be metaphysical couples. You don't just have to be, you know, soulmates in the spirit realm. You can be soulmates in all kinds of realms. Soulmates can work together for the good of the planet, the greening of the world. They can do it for the raising of humanitarian efforts. But soulmates, they usually find that as they increase their higher vibration, just think about it. If you're going to your seventh chakra, you're going into the servitude of the planet. You're going into the servitude of humanity. Not to the servitude of self. Self is included because it's rooted in the system of the psyche. But when you expand your energy, you're going to the community of the world. And when two soulmates are aligned with one another, they do that as a team. And that team formulates a totally unique system of male and female perfection.
Depending on our sexual orientation.
Of course. When I say male-female perfection, we're all...
There's an element of male and female.
In
you
all
mean,
of
one
us.
Of us.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with the...
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Of course. And then we raise our energy on that level. And for that purpose, then we find ourselves not only as soulmates on a low frequency vibration or a middle frequency vibration, but on a higher vibration. Now, we find that element by, we have to understand that we need to get into ourselves and understand how we solely provide for ourselves all elements of life, physical, emotional, and spiritual. It's best to understand who you are as a person before you actually meet your soulmate.
Yeah.
However, there's a beautiful element here where soulmates can develop together and learn together how to survive, learn together how to be emotional, learn together how to be spiritual, and then thereby expanding into a higher realm. So the journey can be, you can cohabitate in terms of your soulmate, but in many regards, the best rule of thumb is to understand who you are as a human being on any given level of existence, physical, mental, spiritual. You can do that through breath and all kinds of things, the breath of consciousness, which is a whole other area of that is unique to the system of actualizing yourself.
Right,
but I don't mean
yoga breath. It's not meditation breath. Totally different.
It's astral breath. Yeah. Astral breath has totally different context to the system of the spine and the kundalini and the energy of the chakra systems than any other breathing that we do on this planet.
Okay, Neil, we've got to get to our callers, and it's inspiring, so hopefully people will take heed. I don't know if we're going to continue more on this subject on Monday. We might, so we'll pause right there for the moment. Okay, let us see. 701 is our first caller. Everybody in the queue, please stay put. We're having some people drop, so it does disrupt the order, and then you won't be first if you hang up. But 701 indeed is first. Hello, who's there? Hi, we can't hear you. It's very, very, very echoey. We can't hear you at all.
Yep.
You on speakerphone?
Or can you hear me better?
Yes, but it's very, very foggy sound.
Is this better?
That's better.
Is this any better?
Yes. Who is this, please? What's your name?
My name is Laurel.
Hi, Laurel.
L-A-U-R-E-L?
Yes. And your birthday, Laurel?
9/28/64.
And your location?
North Dakota.
Welcome to the show.
North Dakota.
Yeah, we don't get a lot of callers from North Dakota.
It's very cold up there.
29/39/12/3. What's your question today, Laurel?
Well, I'm just wondering when or how I will get ahead financially.
Okay. When or how financially? You got 39/12/3,
well,
right? Okay.
How are you going to get ahead financially? You're 50 years old. You had a karma at 39. Also, uniquely at 12 because you're compounded. You have an 8 in your system, Laurel.
Do you want to tell her what compounded means?
It means that your master number is 39 equals 12 equals 3, so you have to be reduced twice to get to your master number of 3. That's your master number. Threes don't typically have... Threes can have money. Master number threes can have money, but the general plan about having money when you're a master number three is somewhat contingent on many factors. They just don't come in with money. And for those that do, those are the exceptions. But your master number, in your day, Laurel, you have an 8. So that means you've had money and you lost it. So there was some kind of money-making energy that you had at one point in your life. It doesn't mean you had to be a millionaire, but you had money and you thereby lost. It could have been the loss of the money to a devastating relationship. And relationship can be broadly defined. It doesn't have to be just with your mate. But there would have been a loss of some energy in terms of that you made money and lost money. Has that ever occurred in your life? And I don't mean you have to make millions. I mean, did you ever make money? Of course. And thereby lose money. It seems rather typical, doesn't it? But on the other hand, yeah. So you see, that happened, Laurel, because you making money in that regard was a karmic condition, and you losing it was also a karmic condition. So there wasn't much you could do about it. Now, as you there wasn't much you could do about it. You just had to get through it. Now, what we're talking about is reactualizing yourself, because you're asking me at the age of 50, can I make money again? Well, the answer is a little bit complicated. You're born in 64. Now, on the transcendent side of your birthday, that does not really suggest that you're going to make money. However, between 6 and 4, there is a 2. Now, listen to me closely. Between 6 and 4, the difference between 6 and 4 is 2. So there is a 2 there. That 2, coupled back to the 6, becomes an 8. So somehow that 8 suggests money, and somehow between the age of 50 and 54, you can regroup with an individual. You can get into another relationship, and don't forget, this relationship may be business, not just romantic, and make money. So somewhere between 50 and 54, you're bound to meet somebody, and through that encounter, make money again. Did you ever have a partner in business, or did you ever work with anybody in any business sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You see, go ahead.
Well, then we got divorced, and he took it.
That's what I'm saying. See, that's what I'm talking about in terms of psychic connection I'm making with you, which is basically a form of psychic logic, too. Relationship dissipated, it ended, took the money, that's karma. I'm still sorry, bad for you, but it's karma. And then, but now the thing is, Laurel, there is a human being walking on this planet that you can regroup with, and this time the conditions of the relationship can be a little bit more meritable and reliable, and you can make money again. So there is that. I want to give you that hope in the scheme of your life between 50 and 54, which is somewhere within the next 4 years, maybe we could say 2 years, that you're going to meet this person and make money again. So, I mean, I would love to tell you more. We've got a lot of callers, so I only give brief readings on the radio. I don't go into great depth. But the attitude I give, I hope, is helpful, because I try to make it very concentrated and precise. So that's what I'm telling you. To get into further than that would require a further investigation, maybe a further dialogue with me or with anybody else, or just go through life and, you know, search on with your own psychic intuitive abilities to get there, because the finding of this person is a little bit complicated, but it is there. It is there for you.
Okay, Laurel.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much. And Laurel, you can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can join us on Facebook or Twitter. We always love meeting our listeners and callers on social media. So that said, let's get to our next caller, Neil. 813.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this? Hi, good morning. I'm sorry.
Yes, my name is Nicole.
Nicole?
Yes.
And your birth date, Nicole, and location, please.
My birthday is July 23rd, 1984, and my location is Ruskin, Florida.
1984.
1984. 84,
you said?
84, yeah. Yeah, 84.
Okay, and you're in Florida, and what's your question, Nicole?
My question is, what do you see, I guess, coming up for me?
Okay. So something
what do I see coming up for you? Well,
okay. Yes.
I hope it isn't lunch. Maybe a big
okay. No.
What do I see coming up for you, Nicole? What I see coming up for you is something. There seems to be something coming up where I see you. Now, get this. It may be symbolic, so let's work a little bit about what this might mean. But I see you on a sail. Okay. So first of all, it may be esoteric. It may be symbolic. But I see you on a sailboat. First of all. It looks very sunny. I know we got Florida, but I see you on a sailboat. Have you ever in your life been on a sailboat?
No.
No. Okay, I didn't think so because I thought I was going into a symbolic realm. I want to ask you something else, Nicole. Is there anyone around you, and I know everybody takes these selfie pictures, but is there anyone around you that is involved in photography or loves to take pictures, you know, more with a camera and a little bit more artistic?
Me.
You do?
Yes.
So
would you
call yourself at least an amateur photographer, if not something better?
Yeah.
See, so for the photography aspect of what I'm getting with you is important. So let's talk about that for a minute, okay? Because that's what I'm seeing. Because I think the person on the sailboat is you taking a picture of someone on a sailboat as though it were going to be put into a magazine. So how serious is your photography interest?
I don't know, I just have fun with it. And, well, I'm a Leo. I like to be creative. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
It sounded like you said I'm a Leo and I'm always going to be courteous.
I'm a Leo and I'm creative. And it just goes hand in hand.
Oh, creative.
It's just,
creative. But you said courteous, too. That's funny. The same thing.
Yeah, well... Okay, so here's what I'm saying to you, Nicole. There's something you should take your photography a little bit step higher. Maybe think about it more on a more astute, creative level. Take socially realistic photographs, not just people's faces and stuff, but take something that comments on the world, the conditions of the world. Nature, it doesn't matter, poverty, define what you want to do in terms of this, quote, photography habit or hobby or casual attraction.
Habit. Sounds like she needs to go to rehab.
A photography habit, especially if you photograph Catholic churches.
Exactly.
That's kind of funny because I do stuff in nature because I lived in Ohio before and I moved down here to Florida. And I lived in Maryland, so there was different, you know, scenery in Maryland and Ohio and Florida. And just over the Memorial Day weekend, I took pictures of the beach and stuff like that because I went down to the beach.
Okay. Yeah. So what I want, the beach. Cool. So we're back into the element of
water.
The natural areas, and some of those are more inland, but still there's
and
water all around and things like that. You know, a good photographer is going to capture the soul and the spirit of nature.
Right.
So the soul is not really a word that we connotate necessarily with nature. There is spirit in nature. So it's a higher essence. I guess there's a little bit of soul in there, but, you know, I mean, I've seen a couple of birds dance like James Brown, but I don't know. I haven't really questioned that they've been morphing too much. But anyways, what I want to say, Nicole, is that your soul level, your spirit level, because you have to understand that you've got to connect to that. So you've got to go inside, Nicole, and really figure out what kind of spirit do you want to bring to photography. Because if you're going to capture the essence of nature, what you want to do when you take your photographs, no matter how you frame or balance them, or whatever extraordinary vision you have in terms of the lens of your eye, what you want to do is capture the spirit of what you're looking at.
Okay.
Because there is a certain element, there's a mysterious communication that goes on with the photographer and their subject, and that is what's going on in the mind of the photographer. How much compassion do you have for your subject? What kind of energy do you want to put out when you take that picture? What kind of element is going to go through you, up into the camera, up into the lens, through the visionary energy? That also includes your third eye. So, you know, photographers, you know, you may get into an in-depth discussion with photographers, and they just say, you know, I only frame a picture, I balance it, and I take it. You know, I'm not thinking about my soul or my spirit or whatever you're talking about, my third eye when I take a picture. But since you're calling a spiritual radio show, I'm telling you to think, Nicole, about your spirit, your energy, get into your sixth chakra before you take that picture, because there is an extraordinary language between the photographer and the subject that's got to take place so that when people view your photographs, they can feel something beyond the immediate communication of what you were trying to express when you took that picture and captured the image.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what I'm telling you is coming up. Maybe you'll see it in the dark room.
Okay, Nicole.
All right. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you so much for your call. Bye-bye. 562-596-7818. Okay, so I want to let the callers know, the remaining callers know what the order is, just so you can be assured that you will be getting on the air. 303 is next, then 804, and then 928, and 916, I know who that is. 916, who hasn't joined us in a while. If you'd like to speak with us, press 1, please, so we can allot time for your call. Anyway, okay, so she's just listening, I think. Let's bring on area code 303. Good morning.
I don't know what's going on.
I kind of want to know what's going on.
What is going on?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Tessa.
Petra?
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thanks. How are you? What's your birthday, Petra, and where are you calling from?
Like a Petra dish.
I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
And my birthday is 5382.
Actually, I knew a Petra about a long time ago. I'm not going to say how many years because then
people
are going to... I did, yes. I did.
I called in one
you sound
other
nicer
time.
Than you. What? What are you going to say? What did you say?
I've called in one time before, too.
Yeah, I remember you, actually.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I do. And you're a 28101, Petra. What's going on?
I was just wondering if I could get, like, a general reading, if there's any spirits that come in or anything like that. Just
okay.
What you see coming up or...
We did that one already.
It was lunch.
How about Rosalind Russell?
Please.
Well, Petra, you know, a general reading, there's really no such thing as a general reading. I know what you mean.
I do have a specific question, if that helps.
You were
drawing it out of her. What's your question, Petra?
Well, okay, I was with this gentleman for a while, and we had been friends for a long time, and I just felt like there was a lot of, like, synchronicities of kind of why we came together, and we ended up parting ways and ran into each other, like, on a red-eye flight coming from Miami to Denver on a random night, and it, like, just kind of, like, running into him in weird places where it's, like, I don't know if the universe is trying to show me that, you know, there's something I need to pay attention to with him or what's really
going
on.
Do you have a birthday for him, Petra? Do you have his birthday by any chance?
Yeah, it's 9/24/72.
9/24/72. 25. Oh, 34/7.
No.
No? 9/10/11. 15/25/32.
29.
9/24/72.
Oh, 72.
Yeah.
72. Okay, my mistake. Sorry. 34/7. 35.
32. 34/7. Okay, yeah, you're right. Okay. I added something right
well,
to one.
Yeah. Well, you have a unique situation with this person. He's a 7 and you're a 1. That's an 8, which is compatible with your 5 and 3, which is an 8, right? And
uh-huh.
Then you have an 8 in your year, okay? And let's see. So there is you are drawing this person in. You're a 1. He doesn't really have a 1. You're drawing this person in because of a past life. You're compounded. So what's happening is that you have chunks of energy with this person that you're supposed to complete on this lifetime. I do believe that in a past life, now this is past life, so don't get crazy, it's past life. You were married
okay.
to this person, You were married to this person in a past life and had a child.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you're 33 years, you were 33 years old now, and so you had a change. There might have been a brief change at the age of 10 years old when you were around in the fifth grade. There might have been a move or something disruptive in the family. Anything you recall real quickly?
In fifth grade, no, not that I can remember from that long ago. Nothing big.
Uh-huh. Well, we can't get into details, but that something might have happened. It could have been there could have been an accident. It could have been a fall, but there was something in that element. By the time you were in the fifth, sixth grade, where there might have been a change. Petra, anybody in the military? Any military service in the family?
Yeah, my brother, Robbie, he's in the Navy. He was.
Yeah. Okay, so I know what's going on here. I mean, I hope I know. The element, you see, what I'm getting is I just got a validation. I kind of got a green light from the past that you knew this individual from a past life and you did have a baby with them and all that kind of stuff. So now you come back to the earth. And probably what happened, Petra, is that you didn't complete everything with this human being. So the only way you can regroup is in bits and pieces. And these coincidences of energy between the two of you ignites, and it compels the two of you to meet unexpectedly, to meet at certain periods of the time. There's some kind of intensity, and then it will be lost. It's like, what happens with this sort of thing?
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, that's what's happening.
It's like a match, where you strike a match and it's the light goes on, the fire's going, and then it goes out. And all you see is smoke. And then you throw the match away. Well, you have a series of matches in your life with this person. So it's going to go, you're going to keep lighting matches, they're going to light and then go off. And that's because there's been disruption, Pedro, there's been the disruption in the karmic element between you and this person that caused this interaction that has stops and starts. And it also means that, is there any asthma anywhere in the family?
No.
No asthma. So no breathing, no one's having any problem breathing. No one.
Not that I know of, no.
Not that you know. That has anyone immediately in the family, has anyone crossed? You're 33, so you're young yet, but has anyone crossed over, a parent, a grandparent at this point?
I had a friend who passed over from an asthma attack. I wasn't super close to her, didn't know her very well, but that's the only person I can think of that.
Well, that's enough for me, Petra. I hope it's enough for you, because I mentioned asthma, and you just said a friend passed from an asthma attack. I don't care how deep or intense your relationship was with this person, but they're coming in. They're coming in.
Oh, my gosh.
Because,
are you serious?
Yeah. Well, they're coming in because of the gravity of our connection, you and I, together on the radio right now, has sent a signal out to the soul of this human being. And they've gravitated like a moth to the light to our reading.
Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. I loved her, Melanie.
Yeah. Well, she's here. She's here to connect with you. For what reason, I don't know yet. I mean, I only know she's here because the individual with the asthma condition came into my third ear, and then I felt it in my system. So she's here.
Okay.
Trying to connect with you. She says, from the other side, she says, yeah, the person you're asking about, Neil's right, you had a karmic connection with them, and you're trying to work something out with him. I don't know yet who this is. It may be in the far future, but the name Roger comes in. Did you ever know of, Robert or Roger?
Robert?
Yeah.
Did you say Robert? Yeah, my father's name's Robert.
Your father's name is Robert. So is your father alive?
Yes.
Thank God. Okay. So I'm not listening to him on the other side. What I'm listening to is the spirit talking to me about Robert and mentioning Robert, meaning your father. So it could be a signal that she gave me that I'm just picking up now as a form of validating that she's here. So she's giving some inside information, and she says, just stay connected. You've got a wonderful life coming up. You've got an intense relationship coming up. And that's where she wants to leave us right now because of the limitations of the radio show. But she seems to be coming needed. You have a loving, a very intense relationship coming up on your pathway.
Wow, Petra.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Cool. That's so awesome. What you can do. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And if you'd like to continue the conversation, 562-596-7818. Okay. Well, you know, as it happens, we get callers coming in and out, and now we've got a long list beyond about 20 minutes. So 804-928-916.
Yeah, we can't go over
563. No, we can't go over today. So we're going to have to be brief with the following readings. Okay, 804, hi. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, no problem. This is Liz.
Oh, hi, Liz.
Yep, and I'm 3880.
3880, I know.
Huh?
3880.
I know you know.
You know, I know. Thanks. Well, at least in my short-term memory, it's there. Okay, what's going on?
I was wondering if you might be able to send me some good, positive energy. That's really all. I just feel like I could use, you know, all the help I can get.
Oh, what I'll do real quick, you're a complex individual, Liz, because you're a 29-11-2, and they've got troubles. In,
yes.
Right here in River City. You should go watch the music. What Can I Do? Yeah, that's a great song.
Really
Robert
is.
Preston does a remarkable job.
Remarkable.
Maybe you should watch
it's very
it.
Difficult.
That's probably a scene that most people don't watch anymore.
She's a musician.
Oh, yeah. She is? So uh-huh. Watch Robert Preston singing Trouble. You got Trouble right here in River City. You could probably listen
you
to it online. Okay, I hope that helped. let's see. What can I do to help you out? You know, in your lifetime, did you ever have a cat?
Yes, I've had lots, and I have one now.
Oh, okay. I have to talk to your cat for a minute. Can you put him on the line? I got a couple of notes. Your cat's talking to me. I don't know why, but your cat. You know, cats are weird. I love animals, and I'm a vegetarian, so all these animals like me and they connect with me. And as well as Kristen, we're both vegetarians, we talk to animals.
She's really good, too, about that.
Yeah.
My cat
yeah,
is really, really very, seems to be very into that type of thing and communicating with people and
yeah.
She's
a very clean cat. But anyways, because I see her licking her paw and her head and everything. But there's a certain she's very attuned to your energy levels.
Uh-huh.
And what she does is she smells. Now, don't get me wrong. She smells your breath.
Mm-hmm.
She'll come up and smell you. Cats will do that, but this cat does it in particular because she's getting a sense of who you are and what you need. So
mm-hmm.
there is a certain level of depression that you're going through, and she picks up on it, this cat. So the element here is I'm going to increase the frequency of your energy in such a way that your cat may even help assist you in raising your vibration. Animals are great healers. That's what I'm going to do for you. That's what I said I'm going to do to you. It's already done. I clipped it in, stapled it, licked it, the envelope, mailed it off. Okay, so we're going to see if that works. Hang around your cat a lot. Okay, hang around your cat a lot. Talk to your cat and breathe in its face a lot. But brush your teeth.
All right.
Okay, then.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, 928 is next. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi, who's this? Hi.
This is Maggie. I'm calling from Arizona.
Hi, Maggie, right? Maggie?
Correct.
Okay. And your birth date, please.
It's 3/5/54.
Okay. 27/9. And what brings you to our show, Maggie?
I was married in my youth for 21 years, and then my husband passed, and I think that was a karmic relationship. And, oh, my gosh, it took so much out of me. And I understand now that since he's passed and gone to the other side, he's been there for like 15 years, he's now working with me as a guide. And I'm wondering if I'm going to have any other significant relationships coming in anytime soon.
Well, human beings, they can evolve on the astral plane to become guides. They are not angels. Please, people out there, human beings and angels do not, they are two different substances. And anyone who's on this planet saying they are an angel, literally, they're wrong.
Yeah, humans never become angels.
He was no angel.
He's not saying that. We know that you're not saying that.
No, you know he's saying that. But there are some individuals that claim to be angels.
I see that all the time.
What's alerting my attention here to that process is, yes, indeed, human beings can cross over and become guides. That's a wonderful, wonderful energy that can be established when a human being starts to evolve into that essence of being a guided spirit. And I do get guided spirit around you. Now, I want to ask you something, Maggie. Do you have any kinship with American Indians, American relics, anything that would be involved in some kind of American Indian culture, art?
I'm intrinsically very connected with American indigenous culture, although I don't have any blood
No, I don't mean blood. This is karmic blood. You have with karmic blood. You don't have immediate in this lifetime blood, but on that karmic level you do. Okay, I got that.
I believe it.
Here's what your husband's saying. Your husband's saying that, oh, he's getting a little bit esoteric, that the formation of his energy is in the clouds. Now, some human beings, when they cross over, they can influence the elements of nature. Sometimes they can pop into an animal. They can be a wind across your face.
Yes,
they can
give
you a chill at the back of your neck. And some
right.
of them can even, I've seen it happen, they can influence the shape of clouds.
Yes,
now,
I've seen that too.
Wind, yeah, I know. And I understand it's just wind and mist and rain and all that. But I'm not talking about that right now. We're in a different world of thinking. We're in the magical elements of interpreting the universe. And he's telling me that you have a cloud coming. Now, this cloud coming is in the form of a human being who is going to manifest and be sent to you from kind of a heavenly sphere. And this is why I mentioned angels. People can be like angels. Oh, they're angelic. Oh, they're like angels. But they're not literally composed of angelic material. But they're like, they're assimilated. They're like that. You have an individual coming in that's going to feel very angelic. They're going to be able to play music. And, you know, I think the accordion. It's like the old sailors that would play the accordion and sing a little song, and they're kind of rusty and their music. But yet, when they play the accordion and they're singing their songs, and you picture them as being captains on a boat, I think of Robert Shaw in Jaws, movie Jaws. There's a certain crusty character, a whimsical character. But this person comes in with that kind of energy, probably from a past life, moves into this world, and is going to encounter you, and there's an element of music, spirit, a lot of trees and things like that, and you're going to go on hiking things with them. You're going to be looking at probably the red earth of Arizona, and it's going to be a beautiful relationship. And this is coming from your husband. Now, who is John? Is there any John yet?
My father and my brother are both named that. Father's on
the
other side.
Yeah, and John just came in, and he's giving his Robert Ebert's thumb up to this moment that, oh, yeah, Neil's telling you the truth. Here I am, John, your father, you know, forgive us our debts forgive us our sins. Here I am again. I'm coming in with an element of forgiveness and love and compassion. And I'm telling you that you're going to encounter this person, Neil's right. And the element that I'm sharing with you today comes also from your husband. So
wow.
the two are there, Maggie, and so, you know, look forward to it. You're 61 years young right now, and when you turn 63, we don't have to, don't worry about it. 63, if he hasn't come in soon, 63 he'll come in, if not before. That's going to be your seventh cycle of nine, and you have a relationship at that point, if not before. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Thank you both.
You're welcome, Maggie. That was a great reading. Lots of spirits coming in today, which is nice. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number for further conversation. Maggie and all the rest of you can join us right here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook and Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. And our last caller of the day, Neil, 563. Hi. 563, are you there? They are not there. Well, we have a little time left, but we also could end early just for today. What do you think, Neil?
Yeah, well, why don't we kind of wrap up for today, and we'll continue this discussion.
Let me just check back in with 563 and make sure, because there's no one on the line. Are you there, 563? No, they're not there. So we're not shortchanging anyone. Unfortunately, our 916 caller dropped. I don't know if she had to be somewhere, but we were looking forward to speaking with her because she's an old visitor to our show, but hopefully she'll be able to join us on another show. And we are back on the air on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.